Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 4968. Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of Kislev, Tovshin Zayin, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your question from Saturday night, which was a long interruption. So the Rebbe says, you write about electricity on Shabbos in the Holy Land. And we discussed that, you know, it's Jewish people, if they work on Shabbos for you, you can't benefit from them. That's one question that he asked the Rebbe. And another question he asked, what about opening up cans on Shabbos, canned stuff on Shabbos, and the Holy Shabbos, Shabbos Kvedish? Because you know, you're creating a vessel basically on Shabbos by opening the can. So he asked the Rebbe two halachic questions. And the Rebbe says this has been debated back and forth in the various Torah journals in the later years. And the Rebbe says also, I believe, those that appear in the Holy Land. And there is also known, there's various different views, various traditions in the various different communities. And the Holy Land may be built. So, in other words, the Rebbe says, I'm not getting involved to rule this one way or the other. It's been debated, it's there, and the tradition, you know, there's different places do it differently. Number two, he points to the Rebbe that he read in a letter sent to one, that if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, that you cannot do it through others, then that would override study of Torah, as the Talmud rules in Mo'ed Katan. So basically, if you're busy studying, but then there's a mitzvah that if you're not going to do it, nobody's going to do it. You have to interrupt your learning to go do the mitzvah. So he quotes to the Rebbe what he saw in a sefer in the name of the Alter Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you're quoting this from a sefer, because this is very clearly in the laws of Talmud Torah of the Alter Rebbe that were printed several times. And it seems like the words of that sefer that you quote are based on what he writes over there in chapter 3, in the Kuntres Achron, in the later booklet, the Ramaschvi Nechiluk. Okay, so that's basic. So the Rebbe says, what I'm even more surprised, that you learn that what is the intent of that sefer in interpreting the words of the Alter Rebbe, that the mitzvah of knowing Torah overrides even a mitzvah that you cannot do through others. See, there is a mitzvah to study Torah. That's a mitzvah to study all the time. There's also a mitzvah to know Torah. He says that the mitzvah to know Torah, to become knowledgeable in Torah, overrides even a mitzvah that another can't do. And the Rebbe says, I don't know how to deal with this question, this kind of an assertion. So the Rebbe says, in that case, if this is true, what you're saying, so then we should be exempt from putting on tefillin, from putting on a sukkah, from shaking the lulav, because we're acquiring knowledge of Torah, which goes directly opposed to the Talmud, very clearly in the Babylonian, the Jerusalem Talmud, and which we do every day, etc., etc. How could you say that the mitzvah of learning Torah overrides even the practical mitzvah, because a person is always busy in knowledge of Torah, and then he's not going to do mitzvahs at all. This goes to and the Rebbe says what the Alter Rebbe means are understood based on what he writes over there in the beginning of chapter 3 inside. There's a difference between interrupting occasionally or totally interrupting, and more details. The Rebbe doesn't want to go into the Arichah. So basically, it depends what you call interrupting. If you're interrupting, meaning to do a mitzvah, yes, you should interrupt all the time. But you're talking about interrupting in a way, changing everything, no. And the Rebbe says, look over there, but the Rebbe is not getting into the details. So the Rebbe says, this that you write, the reasons that for that you stopped learning our Torah, which is a Torah of life. The Rebbe says, how shameful is our generation that you interpret matters opposite than its intent. If in old times it was important to learn the inner part of Torah, certainly in a condition, a situation of the things that you worry about then, and the argument that you're far away, etc., that is not something to stop you to learning in your place. In addition, the Rebbe says, that the estimation is that for sure people weren't closed in their homes for a whole week not to go out for nothing. So the argument is, if they used to go out for optional matters, so for certainly for Torah, which is the luminary of Torah, I don't know. He stopped apparently going to a Hasidus class, or a teaching of Hasidus, that's what it seems like. And the Rebbe says that the Rebbe says these are faraway worries. I guess I don't know exactly what else he wrote over there to the Rebbe, and also that it's far away, but you can learn at home. And the Rebbe also argues that people left their homes, so certainly you can leave your home. I think maybe he was saying the other people didn't leave their homes to go learn Torah because they didn't want to waste any time, but the Rebbe said everybody left home. I don't know what exactly the Rebbe is talking about. Maybe he was saying that the other people, they didn't waste time, so they stayed. The Rebbe says they went out for other things, so if they went out, you can go out for that as well. So anyways, the Rebbe says these interpretations are not necessarily the way he's wrong. So the Rebbe responds to some halachic questions about electricity and opening up cans. The Rebbe says those have been debated. And a mitzvah that you can't do through other, it overrides Talmud Torah. The Rebbe says this is clearly in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch, but the fact that he tries to interpret that you should not do mitzvahs, or if you can't do a mitzvah, you should still learn Torah if you want to gain the knowledge of Torah, the Rebbe says that's not the interpretation. And the Rebbe says there's differences between interrupting for a little bit or interrupting for a long time. And also the Rebbe doesn't accept his excuse for stopping to learn Torah with Torah of life. Apparently the Rebbe is talking about the inner part of Torah specifically, and the Rebbe blesses him for good news, and the Rebbe says he prays that it should be in a real visible good. There should be no hold for the other side, because you're tied to the tree of life. Chassidus is the tree of life, as explained in the Holy Letters of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 26. It's not so clear. I don't have a very clear picture of what he actually spoke to the Rebbe, but we get the idea.